What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want you all to think about what the most common birthday in the world is.
I got it.
Yeah, in the world.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah. Well, hold on.
Yeah, hold, I have to do some math and I have to use
math.
My hands. Hold on.
I was going to say September and I'm moving it to November.
I know exactly why you're doing that.
Yeah.
I was going to say October.
You're all at math. Thinking yeah. 9 months after.
Oh, I only did eight.
I'm doing 9 months after. First, it was 9 months after New Year's Eve. Because you're just bad, baby, bad. And like,
and then Valentine's.
Valentine's. What? That's, like, there are certain days. Oh my God. Please tell me you know this. You're going to be married soon. There are certain days where married men just know we're going to get action. Yeah. New Year's Eve. Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. our birthday. Woo! Those okay. are the days.
So that's what I was thinking. Do we need to take the second most popular or most common birthday and then do 9 months from that?
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
That is.
I think it's Valentine's Day plus 9 months.
Okay, so you're looking at like November, mid-November.
Mid-November.
More than New Year's, I think, because New Year's, if you go out, you're out past midnight. Yeah. It just gets late. You're in the...
And you've been drinking.
Yeah, I don't know that it's happening that much. But Valentine's, everyone knows.
It is built into the game.
Yeah, woohoo!
Let's get after it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
Didn't expect that question to go here, but...
How would you expect people to surmise the most popular birthday?
Just thought random, but I get your point.
It's
I'm also
not
thinking
random.
Though about like seasons. I don't know. Spring to me has a lot of birthdays.
Hold on.
What?
When? So my birthday is March 28th.
Yeah.
You're March 29th.
Yeah.
Aaron's April 1st.
Correct.
So
Hack is May 1st.
9 months before we were born is got what
I
holiday is
want
that?
Want to tell you is I believe it's my mother's birthday.
Wow!
So your dad got action on your mother's birthday?
Wow!
Yeah, like
and your parents were involved.
well, you know it's around Father's Day. That's what it is.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Father's one. But here's the weird thing: Father's Day. If this is in the world. This is a little known fact.
Oh, yeah.
Father's Day is not on the same day. Like, yeah. I remember all the time my ex-wife's from Brazil, and she's like, oh, it's Father's Day. And I'm like, it's September. Like, Father's Day is in a different time in Brazil than it is here.
Yes.
So, if it's a worldwide birthday...
It doesn't actually is Valentine's Day? Okay. say in the world. It just says the chart of all the birthdays, and it gives you a number.
So, do we... Just to finish this point, we think we're all Father's Day kids?
I kind of.
Like dad's like, it's dad's day.
I wish you wouldn't do that. That's disgusting.
Dude, you're going to be married. Year. I'm just telling you, there's going to be days where, like.
I'm aware how my life goes. Yeah. I don't want to think about my parents.
You should think about it. Because you have to like imagine like the setting. That the day you were conceived, they had how many older siblings? You have three?
Three. So my dad thought he was done. He said no more. My mom said we're not 30 yet.
And then so she lit some candles, got him hammered.
You know, guys can be pretty persuasive. I don't
know. Persuaded. I don't know.
My mind is elsewhere currently. Yeah.
Okay, do you want me to tell you?
I'm sticking with my original answer. Mid-November.
I want to say like mid-March.
Oh, that's a good one.
I want to, I'll zag. I'll go December 1st.
Okay. Slacker's going to be pissed because it is September 17th.
Ooh. I said September 22nd right away, and I don't know why I didn't just go with it. Why though?
But I am curious
because it's after New Year's. It is. It's a New Year's baby.
It pretty much is, which is interesting.
Because I guess it doesn't have to be New Year's Eve. It's just that whole kind of long break.
You got a few days off of work. Like,
you're letting, we're not doing anything else. Everything's closed.
Not everything.
What's interesting. Oh, wait, I was looking at the wrong date. Your birthday slacker is the 179th most common. Okay. Mine is the 287th most common.
Weird. So Father's Day, people aren't getting a lot of action.
Aaron's is the 294th.
Okay.
T-Hack's is 61st.
Wow.
61st.
What was 9 months back from your birthday?
From May 1st? I can't.
September 1,
I think? That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start a football season.
Maybe an anniversary or something in there.
And could anyone guess what the least common birthday is?
Nobody wants to
August
be born.
August 1st. Sorry, it's 9 months prior.
Okay, there's an anniversary.
Least popular day. Because I'm going to tell you this. I've known women to go like, there's no way I'm having my baby on this day. Like you'll.
Mm-hmm. And won't the doctors kind of, they'll fudge it a little bit.
They'll fudge it a little bit.
Like, I think April 1st is one of those birthdays where parents are like.
Please no. April? Please God, no.
Oh, I said 294. No, you guys are all not thinking of something.
Christmas.
No, because it just.
I don't want to share
December. December is very rare.
February 29th.
Boom! That is the 366th least common birthday.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.